The coronavirus has hit Europe harder than anywhere else in the world. Discover how crises like this will provoke the final rise of the terrifying Holy Roman Empire. Next on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. Will the coronavirus usher in the deadly Holy Roman Empire? The European Union is having a lot of virus problems and economic problems that are really, really severe. And the coronavirus is hastening that day, hastening it very, very much. And I tell you, this Holy Roman Empire, this superpower that's on the world scene, is going to affect your life directly. This Holy Roman Empire is going to shock the entire world, Russia, China, U.S., U.K., the Middle East, the whole world. It's going to shock this world as no power has in these end times. Now, we have been prophesying this for over 75 years. That's a long time to be prophesying this. And now to see it all coming to pass precisely as we have prophesied, and as the Bible makes very clear, just is almost overwhelming to me. I've been a part of this for many years, and it is just amazing how minutely even these prophecies have been fulfilled. We need to be thinking about that those 10 kings that are about to rise on the scene. The European Union is about to become much smaller, and that's all going to happen within perhaps this year, and no more than 2 to 4 years. If you look at Bible prophecy, I think you can pretty precisely predict that as well, or prophesy that as well. And that includes the strong man, because with this coronavirus, more and more people are talking in Europe about the strong man that's needed, that there's a lack of leadership to really deal with the virus problems and the economic problems and what you have to do to deal with all that. It's really a major, major problem that they have not had to deal with before. Italy has been hit the hardest, and the professor Nicola Bori said this: the economy has basically been stopped. We are probably going to see massive defaults, clearly. Italian banks will be badly hit. That's from the New York Times, March 17. And we see Spain and France having serious debt problems, as the U.S. is. And a lot of virus problems as well. Here's what Richard Palmer wrote in our Trumpet article this month: Will coronavirus wreck the EU? And he just mentioned here, coronavirus could break the EU, declared Politico. With borders going up around Europe, coronavirus is devastating the EU, wrote the Telegraph. Coronavirus tests Europe's cohesion, or their unity. They're very divided because of various reasons, but they can't come together and deal with the virus the way they should because of their divisions. That's a real problem. How do they come together? Because they are going to come together with 10 kings, and they're going to be united, and they're going to have one mind. Your Bible says one mind. They're all going to give their mind to this, to the head of the Holy Roman Empire politically and even spiritually. In another statement, coronavirus tests Europe's cohesion, alliances, and even democracy, wrote the New York Times. Now, I hope you will, if you don't have the Trumpet magazine, that you will get it. This is a magazine that tells you what is going to happen in the future. It's very prophetic. And there's no magazine on this earth like it. And this article and others that you'll read in there in this issue are very, very stirring and sobering, to say the least. I'll just give you one more quote here from Bernard Connolly, the former European bureaucrat. And he knew that the creating the euro without these other aspects of government would provoke economic crisis, and they proceeded deliberately. He wrote, "The purpose of the crisis will be, as Romano Prodi, then Commission President, said in 2002, to allow the EU to take more power for itself." In other words, they planned this superpower, certainly a small group, not everybody, and most people don't even know about all this, but it was planned, these crises like this, so that they could bring in more power to rule this Holy Roman Empire. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, has been all about in the other six heads that have preceded this last one that we're about to see burst on the world scene. But satisfaction with democracy is at an all-time low, according to Cambridge study from January. I mean, we're talking about people feeling like, well, hey, we can't solve this. We can't get together. Is democracy really the way to do this? Or should we have a strong man, to deal with these grave virus problems and dangers? Zeit Online said Austria has massively restricted civil liberties due to coronavirus. This is understandable in this situation, but it is also dangerous. Yes, it is. It is very dangerous because of what has happened in the past. And if you remember, Sebastian Kurz has already said that his church guides his politics. That is the Holy Roman Empire. And it is building before our very eyes and is ready to shock this world in maybe even this year. It could happen. You need to watch what's going on in Europe. Some of these leaders, like in Hungary, are becoming autocrats or dictators. In Hungary, the parliament even gave the leader of Hungary dictatorial powers, and it's almost certain that Hungary's going to be a member of the Holy Roman Empire. They're going to be a member of that, almost certainly. The author of this same article in Zeit Online talks about the reflections on liberties sooner than before, that the longing for the proverbial strong man who finally takes action will grow stronger. Well, now, isn't that amazing? Here he's talking about a strong man, the proverbial strong man that the empire is waiting for. That's going to rule over them with authority like that Holy Roman Empire has never had before. When we see, as our article says, when we see that strong man just kind of leap off the page because we've been prophesying this for years, and now they're talking about it publicly more than ever because of this coronavirus has really dealt them some problems and putting the pressure on them to come together somehow just to deal with this problem. The longing for a proverbial strong man who finally takes action will grow stronger. Yes, yes, it will. It will not only grow stronger, they will get their strong man who will hijack the Holy Roman Empire or this European power that's coming on the scene, just like six others have done from 500. That's a long, long time that those Holy Roman Empires have come on the world scene. If you just think about over 75 years we've prophesied this, and now the details, I mean even the twigs on the tree are beginning to manifest themselves. This is really the paramount prophecy in this end time, right here. And you can read that in many prophecies of your Bible. Europe is weak and it's divided, and the German people most of all cannot live with such a situation as that. They just simply haven't proven that they would in the past, nor will they this time. Notice Daniel 8 and verse 23. I've talked about this quite a lot lately, but it's really being talked about in Europe now. And you need to understand it. We all need to understand it better than we ever have before. What is happening and what is God doing? After all, He's put it in the minds of these people to form this Holy Roman Empire. And how do you explain that? Notice Daniel 8 and verse 23. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. He'll stand up in the last hour. And he's a king of fierce countenance. Isaiah 10 says it's going to be led by Assyria. That's the modern day Germany. Yes, it is. Germany has led most of these Holy Roman Empires, and they're certainly going to lead this one. Specifically, that is told to us in the prophecies. And we have to keep in mind, we know that the German people are great people in many ways. But Germany has already started two world wars, and they're going to start a third. That's what your Bible says, unless we do some deep repenting, and I mean very quickly, because time is running out. Time is running out. Notice verse 24. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. Not by his own power. Look at Habakkuk 1 and verse 11, where it talks about he's going to have a mind change because Satan is going to get to him. It's not by his own power, it's by Satan's power. This is his tool that he's going to use to absolutely sober this world as it never has been sobered and shocked. But it's not by his own power, and he shall destroy mightily, it should read, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. There's God's own people, those people who turned away from God, God's own little flock. And God is going to plunge them into the great tribulation if they don't repent before, because they of all people ought to know what is happening and be obeying God, but they're not. 95% of God's own people have turned away. So what about the rest of the world? Well, they haven't had to turn away because they've never really understood this. But here is what is going to happen, and you can watch it. And if you I tell you, if you really know the Bible and understand it, you're going to be moved and stirred and just literally shaken by these stunning prophecies. See, so you're going to see a dramatic shift of politics in Europe, and I want to include the good news here because this is very bad news, but here's the best news you've ever heard in your life. It really is the best news this world could ever hear. Notice in what it says in verse 25. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. In other words, he acts like he wants peace, but he wants war. Yes, he is a real deceiving Antiochus, but notice what happens. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. See, he's going to be broken without hand. God is going to destroy that Holy Roman Empire forever. And it's all coming on the heels of what I'm talking to you about today. He is going to destroy this Holy Roman Empire that I'm talking to you about. He is going to do that himself and destroy a lot of other armies to put them down when he returns to this earth because they fight against him. Does that seem logical to you that they'd fight against Christ? But that's how evil and how little this world knows about God and God's prophecies. They just don't understand. One of the founders of the EU, Jean Monnet says Europe will be forged in crises and will be the sum of the solutions adopted for those crises. German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble says crisis represents an opportunity. Europe always moves forward in times of crisis. Sometimes you need a little pressure for certain decisions to be taken. Pressure. They are facing a lot of pressure now, and the more they see that pressure, the more they're crying out for a strong man, strong leadership to guide them and deal with this problem, because they're not dealing with it well at all now, and they are divided like they've never been divided before. Certainly out in the open anyhow. So just think back when Mr. Armstrong made this prophecy after World War II, when Germany was just literally smoldering in ruins and looked like they would never, ever rise again. Many people even said that. They'll never rise again. Mr. Armstrong said in 1945, right after the war, that Europe or Germany is going to rise again, and so is the Holy Roman Empire. As the sixth head by Adolf Hitler was on the scene in World War II, he says there's another one coming, and it's the worst of all by far. And what can we do when we see those prophecies but tell you and hope that you will heed God's message and repent so God can help you and protect you through all these terrible times that are coming upon the earth. But there's good news at the end. That's the wonder of all of this. If you look at, Mr. Armstrong was even talking about this. Herbert Armstrong was talking about it in 1967 and talked about, look, if you get those 300 million people together in Europe, you're going to see a superpower that will probably and could be the greatest superpower on earth. He said that in 1967, and here it is facing us. Germany is the third exporting nation in the world. They are a powerhouse, and they have allies in Europe, and allies you've never seen in any other empire like this. Mr. Armstrong said they're going to keep getting that cry for a political union, and that's what we see today. Now, some of Mr. Armstrong's own ministers talked about how he uncovered these prophecies in Revelation, and I have written in my booklet, Daniel Unlocks Revelation, that no, he didn't uncover anything. He never said that. He would deny that vehemently if he were here. This is revealed by God, and only God can reveal it. And he's warning, and he's been warning all these years, over 75 years he's been warning about this specific prophecy and how horrifying it's going to be. Now, the good news is Christ is coming right at the end of it. And that's going to be in a very short amount of time. We need to understand that. Mr. Armstrong always talked about how this Revelation 17 and verse 10 is, in a nutshell, the whole end time prophecy. I'll just read that to you here in a moment. It really does apply to you and gets oh so specific. Revelation 17 and verse 10, there are seven kings, five are fallen and one is, and the other is not yet come. See, one is. That's when Herbert W. Armstrong was on the scene. One is. He came. There's something happened when one is. And he told us what was going on, and the other is not yet come. In other words, the one you're hearing from today, really, the other one is not yet come. Well, it is come now, because we moved past Herbert W. Armstrong This goes on to talk about he must continue for a short space, just a little space of time. And then let me read verses 12 and 13. The ten horns which you saw are ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Very short amount of time. 3.5 years total. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. They have one mind. They're going to have one fierce king who understands dark sentences. Because, well, of the impact of Satan the devil on all of this. And God says, you'd better take heed, and you're going to see a newly strengthened Germany, or more strengthened Germany, and they're going to get their strong man from early on. Even the leading generals in Europe adamantly warned that Germany is a calculated risk when they talked about rearming them to help fight off the Soviet Union. But from the very beginning, Germany has worked to dominate and even domineer Europe. If they really had repented of their sins of World War II, where 60 million people died, then you'd think they wouldn't be trying to domineer Europe as they are today. That's why Britain got out. They knew what was happening there, and they weren't going to submit to that. And we have prophesied that as well from the very beginning. We knew Britain would never be a part of the Holy Roman Empire because of Bible prophecy. They decided, well, they would go ahead and rearm Germany. And, well, after World War II, they said they'd never do that again. Because of their tendency toward militarism. So that's what we're dealing with today. Otto von Habsburg, from the Habsburg dynasty, talked about this tradition of Charlemagne and the crown jewels and all that. We have something, but all Europe can look to. But is it good? Is it something that is going to be good for this world? The Holy Roman Empire has always had the ambition to conquer the entire world. Daniel, when he saw this, he said he was astonished by all this. It was just what he saw in vision, and it even made him faint. And here we're going to literally experience it, most of the world, if we don't heed God's warning. If we don't heed His warning. Just the vision caused Daniel to faint. I mean, if you look back at that Habsburg dynasty, these leaders used to be upstairs listening to Mozart and Bach and Beethoven, and at the same time down in the lower part of their castles, people would be being slaughtered. Now they were very sophisticated in a way, and yet that was horrible. And they keep talking today about getting back to those roots. But I tell you that those are not good roots, and it's not something they ought to be getting back to. What they ought to be getting to is the Bible and God's prophecies and understanding. That's the only way we can have peace in this world. But it's coming very shortly, and we can be thankful and praise God because it's almost here, just a tiny few years. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
Request Gerald Fleury's booklet, Daniel Unlocks Revelation, for the proper perspective on prophecy. Also request, Who or What is the Prophetic Beast? Strongman Rising in Europe, and a Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine subscription. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Order now. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.